弟兄姐妹，早上平安。
Good morning to all of you, brothers and sisters.
这个复活节刚过不久。
We just had Easter.
这个外面的这个一切花草树木也都再一次恢复了生气。
Once again, we see green happening. We see all the plants and flowers reinvigorated.
这使我真的是满心感谢、赞美神奇妙的创造。
I truly have a delightful heart and want to give praise to our God for His wonderful creation.
更令人欣喜的是在上个主日。
What even more excited is that for the past Sunday,
我们很高兴能够看到神那奇妙的双手带领了年轻的德裔姐妹进入神的家中。
We have witnessed how God used His wonderful hands led Sister De Yi to be part of His house.
我相信那是圣灵的工作。
I believe this is the work done by the Holy Spirit.
也是许多愿意参与这个神的事工的弟兄姐妹的结果。
And this is also the result of those brothers and sisters who commit themselves in the ministry of the Lord.
他对我们所有蒙召愿意侍奉主的人是一个很大的鼓励。
And this become a great encouragement to those people who are willing to serve the Lord.
其实在我们进入神的家中开始教会生活以后
And actually once we join the household of the Lord
我们每个人都有机会可以参与教会的服事来侍奉
We all have an opportunity to join the church to have a job assigned to us
这样的机会可以帮助我们属灵生命的成长
And this opportunity will help us to grow spiritually
让我们不至于停留在那个属灵婴孩的阶段。
So we will no longer stay in the stage of infancy.
可是在这个服事的过程当中，不可避免的也会有高峰，也会有低谷的。
And however, in this way of serving, unavoidably, we will see valley and peak.
就好像每一个人成长过程一样。总是会有一些酸甜苦辣夹杂在其中。
Just like the growth of every single person, we are going through ups and downs in life.
还记得当初我在信主的时候
？Remember when I just accept the Lord?
那个时候，我觉得能够与弟兄姐妹们一起读神的话，一起在教会服事，实在是人生的一大乐事。
At the time, I feel it was a great joy that I.Can grant it with the opportunity to study God's word and serve the church together with others, brothers and sisters.
可是慢慢的我就发觉我自己服事的热忱在减退。
And however, gradually I realized my passion has diminished.
好像这个与神相爱的这个蜜月期过了。
It seems like I already went through the honeymoon period with the Lord.
我发觉我不再像以前那样的喜乐。
I feel I no longer have the same joy as before.
尤其是当我遇到自己与弟兄姐妹的意见不合，或者是看法方面有不同的时候。
Especially when encounter the differences between brother and sister, when we have different opinions with others,
我就会烦躁不安。
I start to get agitated.
到最后，我甚至想要放弃服事。
Almost to a point, I'm willing to give up all of my service.
在这种服事的低谷当中，神真的是有怜悯。
In the valley of such condition, I realize God has His mercy.
他让我有机会在教会的年终感恩见证集中。
He gave me an opportunity to read an article in an annual church publication.
我看到了一位姐妹所写的一篇见证，叫做《越侍奉越甘甜》。
I read an article written by a sister. The title of the article is "It Gets Sweeter in the Ministry."
那个时候，我的直接反应是，服侍神好像是越侍奉责任越多。
And however, I immediately feel that the more we serve, the more burden we will receive and more responsibility.
又不是倒吃甘蔗，怎么可能越侍奉越甘甜呢
？This is not like the things are difficult before they are getting easier.
原来这位姐妹所指出的是，我们侍奉神，就是靠自己的能力和坚持自己的看法，就会很容易遇上困难。
Then I realized what this sister was trying to say is that when we try to insist to hold on to our own opinion and to rely on our own strength to serve the Lord, the service will become harder as it goes.
只有学会怎么样来放下自己，依靠神，才能够越侍奉越甘甜。
It only gets easier when we're willing to lay down ourselves and rely on the Lord. Then things will become easy.
我突然发现，我自己过去一直是在靠自己的能力，用血气、用肉体在服侍。
Then I realized I was serving the Lord, relying on my own strength and depending on my carnal desire.
难怪我会像那个失去马力的老爷车一样，一遇到上坡我就跑不动。
Then I'm just like an old car who couldn't pick up the speed once encounter uphill.
所以今天我想借着使徒保罗的经验来跟你分享，到底我们怎样才能够突破这个侍奉的困境，而能够越侍奉越甘甜。
And therefore today I would like to share the experience of Paul with you.So let us, may we all come together to learn how to get a breakthrough in our ministry and to make things easier.
这并不表示说我已经做到了。
It doesn't mean I have achieved it.
而是想要透过这个信息能够与大家一起来学习。
But rather, let us learn together.
假如你是还没有信主，或者是你刚信主不久。
If you haven't accepted the Lord, you are a young believer in the Lord.
我盼望这个信息不会让你太惊讶。
I hope this message won't be a surprise to you.
愿它能够成为你一支属灵的预防针。
I hope this message can become a shot for you.
假如你已经是信主多年，你也和我一样曾经遇到过一些侍奉的困境跟低谷。
I believe you have, if you are a believer in the Lord for some years, you may have experienced the same valley and difficulties I have experienced before.
我希望借这个信息能够让你再一次举起你那下垂的手跟发酸的腿。
Hopefully this message can strengthen you and become an encouragement to you so your feeble arms and weak knees can be once again be encouraged.
所以现在让我们来读一下今天的经文。
So may we all come together and read the passage for today.
我们的经文是在哥林多后书的第五章。
The passage is from 2 Corinthians chapter 5,
第九节到十七节
from verse 9 to verse 17.
我想，如果你是念中文的话，你就跟我一起念。
If you are a Chinese speaking person, may you read Chinese with me.
如果你是念英文的话，等一下就麻烦你跟 George 弟兄一起念。
So if you're an English speaking person, may we read in English later on.With the translator.
哥林多后书五章九节，所以无论是住在身内，离开身外，我们立的志向要得主的喜悦，因为我们众人必在基督台前显露出来，叫个人按着本身所行的，或善或恶受报。我们既知道主是可畏的，所以劝人，但我们在神面前是显明的，盼望在你们的良心里也是显明的。我们不是向你们在举荐自己，乃是教你们因我们有可夸之处，好对那凭外貌而不凭内心夸口的人有言可答。我们若果癫狂是为神，若果谨守是为你们。原来基督的爱激励我们，因我们想一人既替众人死，众人就都死了，并且他替众人死是叫那些活着的人不再为自己活，乃为替他们死而复活的主活。所以我们从今以后不凭着外貌认人了，虽然凭着外貌认过基督，如今却不再这样认他了。若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新了。
Verse 9 to verse 17. So we make it our goal to please him.Whether we are at home or in the body or away from it. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each of us may receive what is due to us for the things done while in the body, whether good or bad. The ministry of reconciliation. Since then, we know what it is to fear the Lord. We try to persuade others. what we are is plain to God, and I hope it is also plain to your conscience. We are not trying to commend ourselves to you again, but are giving you an opportunity to take pride in us so that you can answer those who take pride in what is seen rather than in what is in the heart. If we are out of our mind, as some say, it is for God. If we are in our right mind, it is for you. For Christ's love compels us because we are convinced that one died for all, and therefore all die. And he died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for whom who died for them and who was raised again. So from now on, we regard no one from worldly point of view. Though we once regarded Christ in this way, we do so no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone. The new is here.
使徒保罗的一生可以说是一个愿意跟随主、侍奉主的人的最好榜样。
The life of Paul demonstrates a model of one person who is willing to follow the Lord and willing to serve the Lord.
他一生为主所重用，奔跑于这个传福音的路途之上。
He has been used by the Lord greatly, and he's willing to dedicate himself to all ministry and work diligently.
他在新约圣经中写给众教会的十三封书信。
He wrote 13 letters to different churches in the Holy Bible.
使我们可以对基督信仰、教会生活和侍奉神的态度有一个全面性的认识与了解。
Those letters enable us to understand the faith in Christ and also Christian living in the church and how may we serve.
事实上，这些书信的确造就了许许多多的信徒。
Indeed, those letters has edified many believers.
那么，保罗在侍奉的过程当中，是不是就是一帆风顺呢？
So, in the ministry of Paul, was it a smooth sailing? Was this journey a smooth sailing for Paul?
那倒不是。
Not so.
从新约圣经中，我们可以看到保罗曾遭遇到许多的困难。
From the New Testament, we realize Paul has encountered many difficulties.
而哥林多教会的问题更是一个使保罗伤心难过的经历。
Especially the church in Corinth. It is a church which hurt Paul and giving sorrow.
作为哥林多人的属灵父亲，
He was actually should be considered as a spiritual father of the church.
保罗看到自己的属灵孩子竟然被假教师灌输错误的知识。
And Paul has witnessed his spiritual children has been injected false teaching by false teachers.
他的灵命被任意的摧残。
And their spiritual knowledge and life have been damaged and been hurt by those false teachers.
以至于他们翻脸不认保罗，对保罗的使徒身份与权柄有许多的怀疑与挑战。
To a point, those church believers betrayed Paul, denied Paul's apostleship.
你想保罗的心怎么会不伤痛呢？
Can you understand how hurtful that is to Paul?
这也正是为什么保罗在哥林多后书里面会有那么多对自己的事工的辩护，还有自我辩白的原因。
And this is the reason that we still see so many defense. Paul would like to utter and try to explain in the second in the book of Second Corinthians.
我相信这种困难跟打击绝对不是我们能够想象和承受的。
And I believe this type of attack and difficulties is not something we can imagine or something we can take on.
感谢主的是，保罗都承担下来了。
And praise to the Lord that Paul has endured all.
我们看到他对主的信心并没有失去。
We realize he didn't forsake his faith in the Lord.
即使是后来他成为阶下囚被关在牢里。
Even later on in his life, he was thrown into the prison.
他仍然说，我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。
I can do all this through him who give me strength, he still proclaimed.
这是多么让人赞叹和值得学习的。
And this is something that we all need to feel awestruck by him, that he is truly a model for us to learn.
那么他是怎么样从侍奉的困境、低谷当中突破出来呢？
And how did he have a breakthrough in this, the valley of his ministry?
他的秘诀在哪里呢？
And what is his secret?
这就是今天我想跟大家分享。
That is the very message I would like to share with you all today.
从刚刚我们所读的经文当中，我们可以归纳出保罗突破困境的三个秘诀。
We realize there are actually three secrets hidden in the message we just read.
第一个就是他深信基督是他的判断。
First, he fully trusts that Christ is his judge.
第二个就是因为基督的舍己的爱激励了他。
Secondly,The sacrificial love of Christ has encouraged him.
第三个是因为他是在基督的怀里。
Certainly, because he is in the bosom of Christ.
如果我们把保罗的秘诀中的他换成了你和我。
If we replace the word he in this three secrets with us.
实际的去体会，去实行。
So let us truly to experience and practice.
我们就可以学到他的突破困境的秘诀。
Then we can learn and obtain the secret of how he had the breakthrough in the ministry difficulties.
所以让我们来看第一个秘诀。
So let us focus on the very first secret.
基督是我们的判断。
That is, Christ is our judge.
我想一些在职场工作的弟兄姐妹们可能都会有这样的经验。
For those of you who are in the secular working world.
那就是在每年年终的时候。
That is towards the end of each year.
你的经理或老板会对你的工作成果有一个评估。
Your boss or your manager will do an appraisal of what job you have done for the past year.
这个评估可能包括三个方面。
This appraisal will cover most likely three areas.
第一个就是你所承诺的你是不是做到了。
That first, have you done whatever you have promised to do?
第二个就是你的同僚是不是觉得你的做的对整个团队有帮助？
Secondly, whether your team members feel the same that you did contribution to the team?
第三个就是你所做的对公司的营业到底有什么样的帮助？
Thirdly, have your work bring fruition to the company? Has it bring profit to the company?
这样的评估一般是为了督促员工尽忠职守，不要摸鱼或偷懒。
The purpose of the appraisal is to encourage all the employees to work for the company diligently, so people won't goof around.
可是这样的评估也常常会被公司用来做员工的年终奖金、升迁或遣散的工具。
And however, this appraisal or evaluation can also be used as a tool to judge yourannual bonus and or your promotion or possible a candidate for layoff.
所以有人会这样子讲。
And therefore people say this.
如果你今年的评估很好，你就是拿到一个很好的年终考绩。
So if you are having a good appraisal, then you are receiving a very well done remark.
反之，若是你的评估不好。
On the other hand,
你的烤鸡就像那肯德基炸鸡店的烤鸡一样，一样被烤熟了。
Then you are more like the chicken in Kentucky Fried Chicken that you will be roasted.
令人难过的是，当你一直是很努力的在为公司卖命工作。
Sadly, if you truly work hard for the company and dedicate your life to it,
而且你在你的团队当中也是颇有好评。
And you even have a good remark among your team members.
照理来说，你是不应该拿到一个 KFC 的烤鸡的。
In such condition, it is unreasonable for you to receive a bad evaluation at the end.
可是到了评估的时候，你还是拿到了。
And however, it turns out you did receive a bad evaluation.
那个时候你会有什么样的感受呢？
How would you feel at that time?
你会不会觉得你的经理是偏心不公平呢？
Would you think your manager is unfair, unjust, your boss is bad?
你会不会觉得自己是被偏待的呢？并没有。
Would you feel you have been mistreated?
并没有得到应有的赏赐跟报酬呢？
You did not receive the just reward you deserve?
我想多多少少都会有吧。
I believe more or less we do have this sense of feeling.
所以让我请问一下。
So may I ask?
你认为这个在这个世界上有没有完全公正不偏待人的经理或老板？
Do you think there is a such boss who is perfect in justice and who is impartial in this world?
我认为没有。
I don't think so.
因着人的自私自利个人主义的本相或人的有限常会使我们没有办法完全的公正。
Because one's selfishness, self-centeredness, or the limitation of man, it's hard for anyone to be perfectly just.
事实是我们从始祖亚当所继承的罪性在人为的环境下我们是不可能找到一个完全公正不偏待人的经理或老板。
In reality, we are all descendants of Adam and Eve, and we have inherited this sinful nature. And under the condition of the human world, we couldn't find anyone, and we couldn't be anyone who is perfectly just.
那我们岂不是要一生劳苦叹息，自不能生呢？
So does it mean we will sigh, we will labor and mourn all of our life and be frustrated?
那倒不会。
Perhaps not.
因为圣经一再地强调说，神是赏罚分明，不偏待人的。
Because in the Bible, God has emphasized once again that He is a just God. He is impartial.
使徒保罗在以弗所书也教导我们。
In the letter written by Paul, in the book of Ephesians,
他说你们做主人的待仆人也是一理，不要威吓他们。因为知道他们和你们同有一位主在天上，他并不偏待人。
And Paul wrote this way, and the masters, treat your slave in the same way. Do not threaten them, since you know that he who is both their master and yours is in heaven, and there is no favoritism with him.
所以当我们是为神工作的时候，神是不会偏待我们。
So when we work for the Lord, God won't show favoritism to us.
保罗在刚刚所读的经文当中说，
What Paul has mentioned in the passage we just read,
我们每个人都必须在主基督的审判台前显露出来，按着个人本身所行的或善或恶受报。
For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ so that each of us may receive what is due to us for the things done while in the body.
这就表示当主基督再来的时候，他是带着审判的权柄而来的。
That means when Jesus Christ comes again, he will be coming with the authority to judge.
然而我们不能埋怨主耶稣，就像我们埋怨自己的经理或老板一样。
Then at the time, we cannot grumble and complain against our Lord Jesus, just like the way we complain to about our manager.
说他没有看到我们在为他卖命工作。
We cannot complain, say he didn't see how we have labored for him.
因为我们每个人一生的所作所为在主耶稣基督面前都是赤露敞开的。
Because whatever we are doing and whatever we have done, good or bad, are exposed fully before our Lord Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督既然是神的儿子，
If Jesus indeed is Son of God,
他必然也是完全的公正，
and he must be fully just,
不偏待人，
show no favoritism.
所以保罗说他立了志向要得主基督的喜悦。
And therefore Paul said he has set his mind to please the Lord.
因为他相信他的立志必然会得到最公正的评估。
Because he knows once he's determined, he will be evaluated and praised by the most just appraisal.
正因为如此，
And because of this,
当保罗遇到服事中的困难或低谷时，
when Paul encountered the valley and difficulties in his ministry,
他 他仍然可以支撑下去。
He can continue to endure.
他知道在主里的劳苦不会是枉然。
He knows his labor won't be in vain in the Lord.
是会被主纪念的。
They will be remembered by the Lord.
同样的。
In the same way,
若是我们相信主基督就是我们的判断。
If we believe and trust our Lord is the judge for us,
我们就可以不用太在意别人看法或批评。
We no longer need to focus our eyesight on the comments done by others.
若我们行事为人不是只是为了讨人的欢喜。
If whatever we are doing is not merely to please men,
而是如保罗一样。
But more like Paul,
以得主基督的喜悦为志向。
Has set a mind to please the Lord.
我们就可以有保罗所说的，现在的苦楚若比将来要显于我们的荣耀就不足介意。
Then we can proclaim like what Paul has proclaimed. I consider that our present suffering are not worthy comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us.
而只有这样的心态在服侍神的过程当中是相当重要的。
Only with this attitude, and this attitude will turn out to be very important.
它可以帮助我们突破侍奉的困境，而有服侍的喜乐。
It will enable us to have a breakthrough during the difficulties in our ministry, and once again to rejoice the joy and the sweetness in service.
保罗之所以能够突破侍奉的困境的第二个秘诀是。
The second secret why Paul is able to have a breakthrough in his ministry
is
because of Christ's sacrificial love has encouraged him.
让我问一下大家,
May I ask you all?
当有人愿意冒自己生命的危险来拯救你的时候,你会有什么样的感受?
If someone is willing to sacrifice their life in order to rescue you,How would you respond? And how would you feel?
你会不会很感激呢?
Would you show great gratitude?
我想当然。
I think so.
要不然我们就是忘恩负义的人了。
Otherwise, we will be considered an ungrateful person.
但是若有人在你危难的时候对你见死不救呢?
Or what happened if someone showed indifference when you were, when you were in danger?
你会有什么样的感受?
How would you feel at the time?
我相信你会很气愤,
I believe you will be very angry, isn't it?
现在让我用不同的角度来分享一下 TC 在上次所用过的一个故事。
I would like to use a different angle to describe the story Brother TC mentioned last time.
去年四月的这个时候,
Last April, about this time,
南韩大型民用渡轮岁月号在屏风岛以北的海域失事。
A big ship, a seawall of South Korea, has got into a big trouble and sank along the island of Pingyang.
它造成了300多人失踪或罹难。
And because of the shipwreck, 300 people were missing or died and drowned.
179个人获救。
179People were rescued.
根据新闻报道,
According to the report,
69岁的船长在事故发生之后,
the captain who was 69 years old when the shipwreck happened,
告诉船上的300多名的学生待在船上等候疏散的命令。
And he informed and ordered the 300 passengers to stay in the ship to be rescued.
他自己却和多名的船员乘坐第一艘救生艇逃生。
And yet, he and other crew members took on the very first lifesaver and got away.
让乘客们自生自灭。
And to let the passengers die in the ship.
与此成强烈对比的是22岁的女船员朴智英。
However, there was a great contrast. There was a female crew member 22 years old crew member, Zhiyin Park.
他为了养活寡母和妹妹，大学就暂时休学而上船工作。
In order to support her widow mother and her sister, she decided to waive his study and to spend his time, her time to work in order to support them.
他在事发以后，一直透过船上的广播系统呼吁乘客们冷静的对应。
Right after the shipwreck, she announced to the entire ship and telling all the passengers to calm down and wait for the coming rescue.
他甚至将自己身上的这个救生衣给一个高中毕业旅行的女生。
And she even gave up her own life saver jacket to another female student.
一直到这个海水涨到她的腰部。
Even until the seawater has risen to her waist area,
她仍然协助这个乘客们逃生。
She continued to assist other passengers to go to the safe place.
并且强调说，船员是最后下船的。
And inform all others that all crew members will stay with the ship until the to be the last one.
等到把你们都救出去以后，我再下船。
I will get off the boat after all the passengers are saved.
最后，她不幸的葬身于大海。
At the end, she was drowned with the ship.
从这个不幸的事件当中
，In this unfortunate incident,
我们对船长的这个见死不救一定感到非常的气愤。
We are so angry about the indifference shown by this captain.
相对的，我们对女船员的尽责、舍己救人的行为必然很感动。
On the other hand, we are greatly moved by this female crew member of how she is willing to sacrifice her own life in order to save others.
其实圣经告诉了我们另一个叫人更叫人感动、惊奇的舍己救人的行动。
And actually, the Holy Bible has given us another even greater story that inspires us even more.
那就是因着亚当与夏娃的悖逆。
That is because of rebellion done by Adam and Eve.
全人类都被陷在这个罪里面。
All human has fallen into sin.
我们每个人都没办法自立自救。
None of us can, is able to rescue ourselves.
都要面对死亡。
We all are going to face the death.
不但是身体的死亡，也是永恒的死亡。
Not only bodily death, but also an eternal death.
但神却派了一位救难员。
And yet God has sent a rescuer.
也就是他的独生爱子耶稣基督。
That is his son Jesus Christ.
来救我们。
To save us.
罗马书五章八节说，唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候就为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
But God demonstrated his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Romans 5:8.
耶稣基督透过他的死与复活带给我们白白的救恩。
That Jesus Christ has given us a free salvation through his death and resurrection.
凡是肯接受这个救恩的人就能摆脱罪的捆绑。
That whoever is willing to receive this salvation can have a freedom of the bondage of death.
从死亡的这个刑罚当中得释放。
Can be delivered by the punishment of death.
这就是舍己的爱的显明。
And this is the demonstration of the sacrificial love.
Chris Tomlin 有一首诗歌。
Chris Tomlin has a song.
大家可能都是很熟悉。
Perhaps you are familiar with it.
叫做你是我的王。
The song title is You Are My King.
他在副歌当中就唱到。
In the verse, it goes like this.
他说，奇异的爱怎会如此？
Amazing love, how could it be?
你，我的王，竟然为我死。
That you, my king, would die for me.
这个奇异舍己的爱。
This love, the amazing and sacrificial love.
在希腊原文就是 agape.
In the original Greek manuscript is the word agape.
它是无条件的意志的爱。
It is a type of love that is unconditional and is willful.
是不要求回报的爱。
It's a type of love asking no return.
因着这样的爱，我们难道不会像保罗一样的受到激励吗？
Shouldn't we just be like Paul once we receive such love and be encouraged?
我们难道不会为他癫狂而只想为他活吗？
Shouldn't we go out of our mind being crazy because of this great love and we want to live for him alone?
若我们回想我们过去跟随主的日子里，
If we look back of our life when we were following our Lord,
当我们在服事遇到困境或低谷的时候，
When we encounter difficulties and valleys in our ministry,
我们自己会怎样来应付呢？
How will we respond?
我想一个很自然的反应就是退缩。
I believe a natural response is to withdraw.
先求自保。
To save ourselves.
所谓的不做不错的观念很快就能够浮上心头来。
So the concept of is if you don't do anything, you won't make any mistake will become the motto of our time at that moment.
我自己也常常会如此。
I have done the same many times.
只是后来我发觉这样的反应所带来的后果。
Then I realized the result of such response.
我们正好中了那恶者撒旦的灰心禅，以至于心灰意冷，失去与神同工救人灵魂的机会。
We have fallen into the trickery and deception of the evil one, Satan. So then we become frustrated and we become despair.
不但是我们仍然会停留在那侍奉的困境或低谷当中。
Not only we will stay in the valley and the low point of our heart,
我相信我们的主必然也会不喜悦。
I believe this is also not pleasing to our Lord.
救主那岁月号的船长和他的船员将一般。
Just like the captain of the South Korean ship and the crew members,
我们会背上一个见死不救的骂名。
We will later on be labeled as a person who is ungrateful and indifferent.
因为我们没有尽责任将福音传给人。
Because we didn't do the share of sharing the gospel to others.
所以救主保罗一样。
So we will be like Paul.
若我们要想从侍奉的困境当中突破出来。
If we desire to have a breakthrough in the valley of our ministry.
我们需要思想学习。主耶稣基督的舍己的爱。
We need to meditate and be reminded the sacrificial love from our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们绝不能见死不救。
We cannot be indifferent.
那么保罗所以能够突破侍奉困境的第三个秘诀是
The third secret of how Paul can have a breakthrough in his ministry
是在基督的怀里。
That is, he knows that he is in the bosom of Christ.
在经文的十七节，保罗说
：“In verse 17, the scripture goes like this:
若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
If anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come; the old has gone.
什么是在基督里呢
？And the new is here. And what is in Christ then?
我相信这个名词我们常常听到。
I believe this is a familiar term to all of us.”
也可能常常使用它。
And perhaps we even use this term quite often.
但是我们到底对它的体会或了解有多少？
But how much we understand it and how much we experience it?
十九世纪的传道人，人称讲道王子的 Charles Spurgeon.
Charles Spurgeon, who is known as the Prince of Preachers in 19th century.
曾说在基督里可以用三个层面来表示。
He said there can be described as three levels of in Christ.
第一个层面就是要相信基督会救赎我们。
The first level we must understand is that we need to believe that Christ will redeem and save us.
就好像诺亚信靠方舟的拯救以保护一样。
Just like how Noah believed the ark is used to save him and to protect him.
第二个层面是从基督得生命。
The second level is that to receive life from Christ.
就好像葡萄树的枝子从葡萄树得到生命供应一样。
Just like a grapevine, how grapevine branches to receive the life from the grapevine.
最后一个层面就是。
The last level is.
要依靠基督，与基督联合，成为一体。
To rely on Christ and to be united in union with Christ as one.
就好像那个石墙上的石头倚着地基那样的倚靠。
Just like the rocks and the stone of a building, how it attached to the foundation.
也要像石头灰泥一样的能够连接在地基那个地方。
Just like how the rocks or stone and water is all mixed together and attached to one another, united to the foundation.
浑然成为一体，一样的跟基督紧密的联合。
They are formed as a union body to be connected with Christ.
这三个层面讲到说我们需要用信心来接受神的恩典。
In these three levels, it describes that we need to receive God's grace without faith.
也就是基督所成就的救赎。
And this is the redemption and salvation accomplished by Christ.
以信心来得到基督的生命和支取一切的供应。
So with faith, we receive and connect all the provisions God has provided for us in His life.
然后我们需要用爱来与基督联合成为一体，就如夫妻一样的紧密。
Then we can unite with Him with love, just like how husband and wife united together.
我觉得，我个人觉得使徒约翰所用的一个词很传神。
I believe Paul has used a very vivid adjective to describe the Apostle John has used a very vivid adjective to describe.
他很能表达这个在基督里的意思。
That he often know how to describe the meaning of in Christ.
那就是怀里这个词。
That is in the bosom.
他是在约翰福音一章十八节说，从来没有人看见神，只有在父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。
No one has ever seen God but the one and only Son who is himself God and is in the closest relationship with the Father has made him known. John chapter 1 verse 18.
英文的 NIV 版把怀里翻成说有最亲密的关系。
In English translation, in NIV version, it was translated in bosom as the closest relationship.
King James 的 version 的话就是翻得跟中文的和合本很像。
And King James had a very similar translation like Chinese one. It was translated in the bosom.
相对于这个 Charles Spurgeon 所说的三个层面。
So when we reflect back to the three levels mentioned by Charles Spurgeon,
怀里可以表示拯救与保护。
When we are in the bosom means we are under the protection and salvation.
就如路加福音十六章的那个讨饭的拉撒路死了。
Just like in Luke chapter 16, the beggar Lazarus, when he died,
他被天使带去放在亚伯拉罕的怀里。
He was taken by the angel and placed in the bosom of Abraham.
他也可以表示生命的来源。
It also indicate and demonstrate the source of life.
如基督是神的儿子，他是在父怀里的独生子。
Just like Christ is God's only son, and he is the only one beloved son in the bosom of God.
最后他也可以表示是可依靠与紧密的关系。
And lastly, it can also demonstrate is something can be depend upon and rely upon.
就如约翰是耶稣所爱的门徒。
Just like Apostle John is the beloved apostle by Jesus.
他可以侧身挨进耶稣的怀里来靠着他与他亲近。
He is the one who can recline next to Jesus.
所以在基督里也可以说是在基督的怀里。
So when we say in Christ, we can also interpret as in Christ's bosom.
一个人若真的是在基督的怀里，他就会被完全的改变。
If a person is in Christ's bosom, the person will be totally transformed.
他会愿意放弃自己肉体上的情欲、眼目的情欲和今生的骄傲。
The person will be willing to give up the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life.
他会有一颗纯净爱主的心。
His heart will be purified, a loving heart to love the Lord.
这就是一个新造的人的特征。
And this is the characteristic of new creation.
在四福音书中
，In the four Gospels,
我们常常会读到主耶稣对法利赛人和文士的严厉指责。
We oftentimes see harsh rebuke done by Jesus to the Pharisees.
批评他们假冒为善，墨守律法，心远离神。
And Jesus accused them to be false teachers and hypocrites and legalistic. And yet at their heart are actually depart away from the Lord.
可是你知不知道保罗也是一个法利赛人呢？
Yet don't you know Paul himself is also a Pharisee?
其实他是一个法利赛人中的法利赛人。
Not only he is a Pharisee, he is the Pharisee of the Pharisees.
他对宗教热心，坚守律法。
He's a zealous of what he believes. He's a religious person. He stands firm of the law.
他面对所有跟随基督的人，极尽所能的迫害。
He has done all his mind to oppress and persecute those who follow Jesus.
有点像今天的回教恐怖分子一样。
It is more like ISIS today.
一直到他在大马色的路上遇见主耶稣后。
Until he met Jesus.On his way to Damascus,
他生命有180度的改变。
There is a 180 degree transformation in his life.
他成为一个新造的人。
He has become a new creation.
成为主耶稣的忠心门徒。
He has become a faithful disciple of Jesus.
从前他虽然凭着外貌人的标准来评估耶稣基督。
He used to judge others according to someone's appearance and human standard to judge Jesus Christ.
如今他却不再这样的认他了。
He, and yet now he no longer understands Jesus this way.
他深切地体会到，若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，一切都变成新了。
Now he truly understands, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come, the old has gone, the new is here.
当保罗保持自己是在基督的怀里以后
，When Paul keeps himself in the bosom of Christ，
即使自己因传福音被抓受审
，Then he was arrested and being interrogated because he was a preacher of gospel。
众人也都离弃他了
，Many people deserted him。
他仍然能够坦然地面对。因为有主耶稣站在他旁边，加给他力量。
And yet he can still face the situation confidently because Lord Jesus was standing right next to him and strengthening him.
使他不会屈服于困难的环境。
So he won't bend over to the difficulties and the challenges of his circumstance.
由此我们可以看到，在基督的怀里是保罗能突破侍奉困境的秘诀。
And therefore we realize the secret.Of why Paul can have a breakthrough in his ministry difficulties is because he realized he is in the bosom of Christ.
所以弟兄姐妹们
therefore, brothers and sisters,
当我们在侍奉的当中遇到困难的时候
when we encounter difficulties in our service,
我们所依靠的是什么呢
what do we depend on?
我们了解在基督的怀里的重要性吗
do we understand the importance of?Of remain in Christ.
我盼望我们都能明白，只有时常在基督的怀里，我们才会稳妥，才会突破困境。
May we all come to an understanding. Only when we are secure in the bosom of Christ, we can receive the true peace. Then we can have a breakthrough in our difficulties.
因为他是我们的避难所，是我们的力量，是我们在患难中随时的帮助。
For he is our hiding place, our refuge, our strength, and ever-present help.
我不知道你现在服侍神的光景是如何。
I don't know what condition you are in today.
也许你是蒸蒸日上，为主大发热心。
Perhaps your ministry is striving, and you have shown your zealous for the Lord.
如果是如此，那真是感谢神。
If this is the case, praise the Lord.
神的教会需要你这样的人来服侍。
God's church needs people like you to come and serve.
反之，若是你正在侍奉的困境或低谷当中
，On the other hand, if you're experiencing low points and valleys in your service,
我盼望你不要气馁。
I encourage you not to lose heart.
不要中了撒旦的灰心的诡计。
Don't fall into the deception and trickery of Satan of being despair.
因为撒旦想要得着你，就像 筛麦子一样。
Because Satan would like to get you, like to sift all of you as wheat.
所以让我们一起来从保罗的经历来学习他突破侍奉困境的秘诀。
May we all learn from Paul and experience his message so we can have a breakthrough in our ministry.
那就是不管我们做什么样的事工，只有主耶稣基督才是我们的判断。
That is, no matter what type of ministry we are doing, only Jesus Christ Himself is our judge.
我们服事的目的完全是为了要讨主的喜悦，而不是要讨人的喜悦。
The sole purpose and motivation of our service is to please the Lord, not to please man.
我们不能忘记主耶稣基督的舍己的爱。
Let us not forget the sacrificial love done by our Lord Jesus Christ.
以至于对周遭的灵魂有无动于衷。见死不救的态度。
Otherwise, we will have we will be indifferent, and we don't have any emotion towards the lost soul around us.
第三就是时常要保持自己在主耶稣基督的怀里。
Certainly, we must remain in the bosom of Christ.
我们才会有平安喜乐，才会有能力去面对侍奉的困境跟低谷。
Then we will have peace and joy. Then we are able to face the difficulties and challenge and valleys of our ministry.
最后，让我们记住主耶稣在离世以前给彼得的一个应许。
At the end, may we be reminded the promise given by Peter before his departure from the earth.
他说：“我已经为你祈求，叫你不致失于信心。”
This is the word Jesus has given to Peter, and the promise he gave. But I have prayed for you, Simon, that your faith may not fail.
愿主耶稣基督保守你的心，让你能够越侍奉越甘甜。
May our Lord Jesus Christ keep your heart, so you can your life become sweeter as the days go by. The joy and grace of serving the Lord.
好，让我们一起低头祷告。
May we bow our heads and pray.
主，我们感谢你能够给我们今天早上的信息。
And Lord, we thank you for the message you have given us this morning.
我们知道在服事你的过程并不是完全是一路的平顺。
We know it is not smooth sailing in our ministry.
但是你所有给我们的都是要让我们能够在你里面成长。
And yet we realize you have placed them in our life so that we may grow in you.
让我们不至于失去信心。
May we not lose faith.
继续的往前。
Continue to march forward.
愿你保守主爱之家的所有的弟兄姐妹们。
May you keep all the brothers and sisters in the house of Christ's love.
让我们一起来学习保罗突破侍奉困境的秘诀。
May we all come together and learn the secret of how Paul could have a breakthrough in his ministry.
让主爱之家能够成为一个荣耀你名的一个教会。
So this church can become a church that can glorify your name.
我们将一切摆在你手里，仰望祷告，奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray all this before you in your hand, and we pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.